And we now transition to a time of receiving the Lord's sacrament. The King that serves us is Jesus. He does so in this beautiful sacrament this morning. We share the words our Lord Jesus Christ shared. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sin. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared before we invite those. The ushers are going to invite those forward that would like to commune at the rail. We're going to commune first those who are going to who desire to stay seated and commune with the communion package, and those out in the parking lot too in your cars can commune with us as well. Let's take that first seal on the top off to access the body of Christ. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. And then we'll take the second seal off to access the blood of Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the full remission of all of your sin. And at this point, we're going to let our ushers invite those who are wanting to commune at the rail. Thank you, Jim and Lynn.